From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. Chaos surrounding U.S. President Donald Trump's visit to London as an explosive interview the president did with the Sun newspaper is released. In it, the president blasted Prime Minister Theresa May, blamed London's mayor for terror attacks against the city, and argued Europe was, quote, losing its culture because of immigration. Trump met with May in Chequers Friday, where he said his relationship with her is very, very strong, despite the attack on her Brexit strategy.
We're talking trade, we're talking military, we just look at some incredible anti-terrorism things that are being done here in conjunction with the United States, and the relationship is very, very strong.
London's Mayor Sadiq Khan also responding Friday to Trump's criticism.
Paris, Nice, Brussels, Berlin, cities in America all suffered terror attacks, and it's for President Trump to explain why he singled me as the mayor of London out and not the mayors of other cities and leaders of other cities.
Khan defending the large anti-Trump protests happening in London as free speech.
That one of the things about a special relationship is, of course, we stand together at times of adversity, shoulder to shoulder. But when we think our best friend is being wrong or not meeting our high standards from them, we call them out. And that's what I think you'll see in London today. Londoners who love Americans love America, being disappointed about some of the views expressed by President Trump and calling him out.
Later Friday, the president will be paying a visit to Windsor Castle, where he and First Lady Melania Trump will have tea with Queen Elizabeth II. We have more on Trump's visit to Europe on voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump says he received a very nice note from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un that praises the efforts by Mr. Trump to improve relations between the two countries per their summit last month in Singapore. This follows U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's meeting in Pyongyang, where afterwards Korean state media described the talks with Pompeo as regrettable. At a two-day Brussels summit, the NATO alliance has agreed to send more troops to Iraq and Afghanistan to help security forces of those nations to stand up to militias backed by Iran. NATO leaders also said their two-year-old training mission for Afghan security forces will get a boost of personnel from Qatar and the United Arab Emirates. Syrian government forces continue to regain ground in the south of the country, moving closer to the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. Edward Uranian reports for VOA.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday visited the Russian capital Moscow, reportedly to ask Russian President Vladimir Putin to prevent Iranian forces and their militia allies, including Lebanon's Hezbollah, from bringing their men to within 80 kilometers of the Golan Heights demarcation line negotiated by former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger in 1974. The Israeli newspaper Haaretz reported it had received information from diplomatic sources saying Russia was working to push Iran away from Israel's border with Syria. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Former Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif is returning to the country from London Friday to face a 10-year prison sentence on corruption charges. Sharif and his party, the Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz, released a video from the plane where Nawaz acknowledges he will be taken straight to jail. He also said, quote, I want to tell Pakistanis I have been doing this for you. He goes on, walk with me, join hands with me, and change the destination of the country. Sharif was sentenced in absentia last week over the purchase of high-end properties in London, dealing a serious blow to his party's bid weeks ahead of July 25th polls. He claimed he is being targeted by the military. Cameroon's president, one of Africa's longest-serving leaders, says he will run again in October's election. The 85-year-old president, Paul Biya, has been in power since 1982. He made his announcement on Twitter. More stories on voanews.com. I'm Liz Pelka for VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.